And Philip Semple, PhD, the research and care. Today's date is 04/15/2024. Dictation is for Chiquita Curry. Curry spells C-U-R-R-Y. Chiquita spells C-H-I-K-I-E-T-H-A. Date of birth is 08/03/1976. This is a 47-year-old female here with right knee pain, period. Patient said this has started yesterday and is worse today. She said she woke up this morning and could not bear weight on her knee. She said her knee was very stiff and this continues to this moment. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 9/10, worse with weight bearing and range of motion. Next paragraph, review assistant. Patient reports calf pain. She says she have a pain in the back of her calf, the back of her thigh, and said that sometimes is increased with walking, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies shortness of breath. She denies chest pain. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She denies increased temperature. Next line, she denies elevated pulse. Next line, says she's eating and drinking well, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's a laboratory-oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 117/77. Pulse 60. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.6. Period. Next paragraph, right knee. Edema is present. Bilatement test is positive. Negative valgus. Negative varus. Negative Lachman. Negative McMurray. Next line. If she has full range of motion with moderate discomfort on flexion and extension. Next line, she has tenderness in the right calf. Calf is also swollen. There's a negative Hohmann sign. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. A neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is DJD. Bilateral knee, worse on the right. Assessment number 2 is acute knee pain. Assessment number 3 is antalgic gait. Assessment number 4 is calf pain. Assessment number 5 is calf edema. Next paragraph, patient resolved for ultrasound to evaluate her swollen calf and pain, or swollen painful calf for DVT. She refused. She said every time she comes, she gets that study done and there's nothing. She stated, quote, "I cannot work today like this. I just need to be off," close quote. Next paragraph, patient was given a injection of Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for at least 15 to 20 minutes, and reevaluated. She stated that her pain is a little better, and she reports no side effects from the medication. Period. Again, we had a discussion about findings on physical exam and my suspicion for DVT. She says she understands, but does not want to have an ultrasound done today. Period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was advised to continue Mobic, which she has at home, take as prescribed, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, end of dictation.